Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman, and I'm so excited that you're joining us this week. So, you know, the show is about change, right? And to help you navigate that change, whatever that means to you, wherever you are on your journey, I have a free gift right out of the gate to help you or support you to make that change a smidge easier. So go to my website and there's a free communication style assessment. It tells you clearly, you'll get two reports, one your superpower, one your blind spot. Both are important. I want to leverage my strength and I want to be mindful of my blind spot. The blind spot is where we oftentimes shoot ourselves in the foot. So go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA for communication style assessment. And of course, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me and we could kind of debrief and debunk what that report is sharing with you. If you're loving the show, which I really do hope you are, and you find the value added for my guests and I, our conversations and the strategies that we share in each show, in each episode, please share with your peeps so they don't miss an episode. And if you guys subscribe, rate, and review, I love reading those reviews. It really does. It makes my day. So again, share your love. I will share it back at you. My motivational quote today is by Buddha. And Buddha says, "What you think you become. What you feel, you attract. And what you imagine, you can create." So, do you guys believe in the universe? And do you believe that the universe conspires in your favor all the time? And do you believe in universal laws? I think there's 11 or 12 of them in all. And does this concept of believing and understanding how to tap into those universal laws and that universal energy is essential for you to live a fulfilled and really the life that you dream of? Do you believe that you can have it all? I do believe you can have it all. And of course, my guest today also believes that. And my guest is a good friend who we've known each other for several years, and I'm excited to have her on the show. It's Tracy Fink. Now, Tracy is an experienced speaker and leadership coach. And after many years in the corporate world, empowering leaders and driving change, she's now the founder of her own company called the Tortoise Institute. And Tortoise Institute promotes emotional intelligence and compassion as key drivers in building resilience, a superpower in today's rapidly changing world. Now, Tracy holds an MBA from Northeastern University, a BA in psychology from Boston University, and she has a certificate from Harvard Law School program on negotiations and completed a year-long teacher certification program at Search Institute Yourself, the global evidence-based emotional intelligence program engineered at Google. You can see she is well-versed and she has credentials. She also was named a top entrepreneur in 2016 by Leading Women Entrepreneurs and was recognized as a best 50 women in business by New Jersey Biz in 2018. Please help me welcome my amazing, talented friend Tracy to the show. So Trace, thanks for being on.
Okay, I have to show you one thing. I'm cracking up here. Can you see this? This is my mug that I don't know if you can see because of the glare, but it's the quote that you just read.
Stop it.
Look.
You know, I swear, the first time Tracy and I met, I don't even remember, and it was a networking thing, and it was a golf thing, and I'm really bad at golf. Anyway, Tracy and I, we started talking, and we just had so many synchronistic, like, what? I do that, you do that, wait. And it was just really mind-blowing and we met, I think you were on my show many years ago. Right? And so we became fast friends, and now she's moved away, but we're still friends. It's all good. And so that is really cool. That I chose, because there's millions of quotes on this. Why did I pick that one? And you have it on your cup, your mug. And I swear to God, we did not talk about this in advance. So I love that you showed me that. So cool. Here again, we're going to talk about universal laws, right? And about our mind creating our destiny, the connection, those synchronicities. You can't plan these things. They just happen because they're meant to happen, right? That was the quote that I was meant to use today. Beyond why I chose it, right? That's the divine intervention. So let's start by talking about, everybody knows, or I hope everybody knows about the law of attraction. Can you just tell us what that is and you know, everybody has seen The Secret and all those things, but can you break it down for us so that we ground our conversation today in that kind of concept?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for inviting me to come on the show.
I'm so excited
to connect with you. It's been, I mean, it's just always a pleasure. And, you know, when we find people who we connect with on an energetic level, it just feels right. And that's what this is kind of about. The secret is that it's about energy. And there are big thinkers like Albert Einstein and Aristotle who, you know, not only thought about science and how to build, you know, a bomb or, you know, discover some very important scientific discoveries, but their thought didn't stop there. They continued it to how does this type of big thinking and energy and matter show up in our connection as human beings. Yeah. And what Einstein especially spoke extensively about is how we are all connected by energy. And we put out our energy, vibes, call it whatever you want, how we, you know, what we think about, our thoughts. And you know, when you're thinking about somebody and then they suddenly call you and we're always so surprised. But it's not a surprise. That's how it works. The fact that you read that quote and I have that quote, it's not a surprise, but we're so surprised by it. So if we, I think if we, you know, surrender to the belief that what we think and do and pay attention to not only changes the structure and function of our brain, but it attracts those things, positive and negative.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's not... It's not anecdotal. It's kind of science.
Yeah, and a couple of cool things with this, right? The universal laws are the universal laws. Like nature knows what to do, knows how to do. In especially in New Jersey, we're fortunate enough, and I know you're in Massachusetts and Boston. Again, we get to experience the four seasons. So the earth, the trees, the flowers, they all know when they're supposed to be up and when they're supposed to be down. Again, all of these universal laws are real. The other interesting thing I always find when I have these conversations, there's more and more science, right? Quantum physics. They're actually doing scientific research that is proving that these universal laws aren't just woo, like woo-woo, but they're really grounded in this element of science. And I just want to share a funny story. I remember watching an interview, and I don't remember if it was Prince would have a dream or Michael Jackson would have a dream about a song and lyrics and whatever. And they would wake up, whichever one it was, they would wake up and call like their musical talented person who would do the piano and get the chords and everything. And he'd wake them up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the guy would always say to him, why are you calling me? Because if we don't get this down, I'm going to go back to sleep. The universe is going to move on, right? That energy is going to move on, and he's going to share it with Prince or reverse. Mm-hmm. They're going to share it with Michael Jackson. We have to create this. This is you know, a great song in the making. And when I heard that story, I giggled and I thought, wow, how many of our talented artists get that divine download and execute, right, and act upon it and understand it, that, whoa, this is beyond me. Where did this come from? We got to capture it. So understanding and tapping into that is such a beautiful thing. So I thought that was just a fun story.
Well, and it's also really, you know, I'm a big meditator and I teach meditation, but so many things come to us when we tune inside.
Yes.
You know, we look outside for so many of the answers and approval and creativity. It's actually, just to your point, it's on the inside, and it's not until we tune in and kind of tune out the noise that we are able to be more creative and we are able to be more innovative and we are able to find those answers of these, you know, challenges that are haunting us.
Yes.
Tune in.
Yeah, tune in.
All of the answers are there.
Yeah. And the other thing, as you were saying, vibration, right? How many songs? Good vibration. Wasn't that the Beach Boys singing about? Yeah. So these concepts really have been around. I think they're just a little bit more mainstream, again, because of the science base. Now we have the technology to kind of prove the brain waves and the energetic energy and all of those kinds of things and the fluidity of energy resources, right? How do you practice? Because I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, that's all that spiritual stuff Connie's talking about, but I have faith. How do you practice having faith? Because I know you have a lot of faith as well.
Yeah, well, I didn't for a while. I didn't. And yeah. I think it's also very important to know that it doesn't have to be a straight line. It doesn't have to be one way all the time.
That's right.
You know, we go through phases of our lives where things feel hard, or we check out, or we're in crisis, or we're in, you know, joy, or we're distracted. So, you know, it's important to know that it's not a one size fits all the time. So I think over the last 16 months, let's say, between the beginning of the pandemic and we moved, and, you know, there's been some family illness and some death, I kind of lost my way. I did. And it wasn't until I really tuned back in and said, you know, I can't do this alone. So many of us think we have to go it alone.
That's right.
Or, you know, we're feeling shame about asking for help, or we just feel so low that we don't even want to connect with people.
Yeah.
I realized, you know, I just needed help, and the help that I looked for was inside, and it was also that source of our energy, of life, of love that lives inside of us.
Yep.
That's the faith that I remembered, that I always had, and I had to re-remember it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we were talking before we started the recording, and, you know, for my listeners, the ebbs and flows in life, we all have them. Nobody is immune. And I truly am sorry for any loss you had last year. You said there was some death in your family. I really am sorry to hear that. It's, again, it's part of life, but that doesn't mean it's easy to deal with. So again, I my sincerest condolence for your losses. And the ebbs and flows of life, right? Death is part of life. Birth is part of life. All of these things. And the other thing is sadness, right? Tragedy, trauma, sadness. Nobody's immune. So it's funny. I had a conversation. I have a colleague, a friend out in the UK, and she wrote a brilliant book called Infinite Possibilities. And it's based on Neville Goddard's work with exactly what we're talking mm-hmm. about, right? Energetic force, law of attraction, all of those things. And I was like, what's going on with you? You're like an Oompa Loompa. You're down. She's, Con, I don't know. And as we were talking, we were giggling and reconnecting. I haven't talked to her in a couple of months. And I said, you know what's so funny is she's extremely enlightened, right? She wrote this book. She lives her life. She's studied Neville Goddard for, you know, her whole life. She's probably in her 40s now. And I said, you're enlightened and you're down. I said, this is tough stuff because it's life. Right? So just because you discover faith and you discover these science, the science behind that law of attraction, synchronicity, all those things, right, Trace? You had a rough year. So everybody thinks, and I think that we, oh, this is interesting. This is the quick fix. There is no quick fix, right?
Yeah. I mean, and just to your point, I mean, I had the tools. I have all of this practice
yes.
and knowledge and community, and I was down and I was lost and I was judging myself for
yes.
that. You should know better. You should be better. Why are you, you know, we are human and we have to feel all the feels, you know, without the story, just going through it and recognizing, okay, it's like this now. It's not going to be like this forever.
That's right.
And I just have learned, really, my learning was over the last year is to be with it all, because you can't fight it, you know. And if I say, I'm not going to think about this, I don't want to think about this, you know, that's the only thing you think about, you know, when you don't allow the unpleasant thoughts to come in, or if you don't allow those, I'm just going to, good vibes only, I'm just going to power through. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and I know you did a while back, you do these Wednesday wisdoms, which I just love. But a while back you talked about, and I know I'm phrasing this wrong, so correct me, but it's that toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Right,
Yes. Where, you know, we have to think positively and don't think like that. And, you know, we judge ourselves, we judge others, we we don't like to see people in pain. So we say to them, just think positively, it'll all get better. Not really helpful. I think when we don't allow ourselves and others around us to feel those unpleasant things so that we can get through them. That's how we get through it. Absolutely. You know, they say the only way out is through. It's not pleasant, and that's it takes right. time, and we want to rush people along, like if people are grieving or if people are struggling. It's uncomfortable for us, so we're like, come on, come on, come on, come on. You'll be better. Get better, because, you know, I'm busy. I have things to do. And it's very hard for the people who are actually going through it, because there's no timeline. So I've been doing a lot more work with positive intelligence, where we can reframe a situation instead of just saying, think positively. It's more like, how can I find the meaning of this situation? Where is the gift and opportunity? You know, at the end of my life, how would I look back on this particular thing? What will I, you know, what's important? Is there one, you know, laser focused action that I can take in order to get myself out of this? And a lot of this comes from the work of Shirzad Shamin, who wrote the book Positive Intelligence, but it's been so helpful, especially at this time. And it does, you know, it's not about, you know, let's think positively. It's just putting some awareness around some of the ways that we sabotage ourselves. And a lot of it is our own saboteur.
Yeah, I love that title, Positive Intelligence. Yeah. And it's beyond just that positive thinking, because it's so funny when something bad happens, right? You have to be allowed to feel it, because I think if you never feel the pain and come through the other side, you've pushed it down perhaps with your positive thinking, and I'm going to be happy and I'm going to put on a happy face. So what happens is, I think you put on a false face. You're not really being authentic and real. And all you're doing is pushing those emotions down. And inside, you're dying 1,000 deaths, because you can only push, you only could push crap down so far before it starts to bubble up, right? So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, and also, it's this pain that enables us to grow.
Ain't that the truth? I have a coach I hired last year. And he cracks up, because I say, all right, what am I doing next? Like, tell me what to do. And we, you know, we talk about what I'm ready for, et cetera, from a growth perspective in business. But he giggles, and I said, you know me, I'll fail forward. I'm ripping the Band-Aid off. I don't care if I fail, because I know I will look back, we'll talk about it, and I'll figure out, like, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? Was I not ready for it? Was I overconfident and thought I was going to kick its butt and it kicked my butt, right? So, but that failing forward, what can I learn from it? You know, yes, we learn from successes too, and I don't know, Trace, for me, I look back and there's always been tremendous lessons in my failures, my mistakes, bad judgment, wrong decisions, where, you know, you look back and you think, what was I thinking? But you'll never make that mistake again, right? So I call it failing forward, but I love that positive intelligence. That's so brilliant. Mm-hmm. Is there other books that you're reading?
Well, right now I'm reading. Well, I actually took the 6-week course of positive intelligence, I'm going a little bit further to do a certification. But
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading. Well, I try to mix up a little fiction right now, because I've been doing so much of the work that sometimes I just like to escape with a little fiction. But right now, I'm reading "You Should Talk to Somebody" by Laurie Gottlieb. I think is her name. Where she's a therapist, but she needs a therapist, and she talks about the concept of therapy.
I love it.
It's great, yeah, it's really good. But you know, just going back to your point. You know, many times we think we've failed or we're failing, but so often we have never done that before. So we think, because we're of a certain age or we have a certain education level or some credentials, that we should know how to do it. But, you know, I say to my kids often, I've never done this before, whatever this is. And it's, you know, why don't we give ourselves some compassion? And that's the other thing that I've been really, really working on. And I think if you listen to any of the stuff that I talk about, it's this idea of self-compassion. And it's not as a weakness, but it's more from a place of, you know, this happened, I'm not the only one this has happened to, and how can I be kind to myself in this moment? Because as we know, you know, if we're in the trenches and things are tough, who do we want next to us? Someone saying, you suck, you can't do it, I knew you're a loser, you never got it, or I believe in you, this is hard, let's keep going, how can I help? And so, I mean, really, that is my mantra now. It's like, I don't lose faith in myself, I just am much more willing to ask for help.
Yeah, and there's so many wise things in that, right? Our lifeline, you need to surround yourself with the right people. You know, there's everybody talks about this. Look at the five people that are closest to you. Are they the five people you really want in the front row seat of your life, right? If you were on stage, because those five people are what's feeding your brain. So what are you feeding your brain? Raise that awareness. And it's funny when you said sometimes like you're in the trench and you can't see the forest from the trees. You don't know what that next step is. And I remember when I started my podcast way back when, 8 years ago, and I had a colleague. And so Betsy, a shout out to my friend Betsy, and we were out to lunch one day, and she's like, what's with you? Because usually I'm upbeat, and, you know, I'm usually charged up about something. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm in a funk. And she goes, well, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah, I'm starting this podcast, and, you know. And she says, oh, my God, Connie Whitman is scared. I go, no, I'm not scared, you know. And she's like, you're scared because you've been with your business. You know, I was on autopilot. I knew I had created all this great content. I had great clients. It was easy. I was in flow, right? My life was easy, not easy in every aspect, but work was easy. She goes, oh, we're challenging ourselves to something new, a little fear. I go, no. She goes, I think you're a little afraid of what's going to happen because you haven't done anything new outside your comfort zone in a while. Trace, because I'm all about when you're uncomfortable, that's when you grow, blah, 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 right? We talked the talk. When she said that to me, I cracked up laughing. And I said, oh my God, I'm afraid I'm going to fail. Holy freaking crap, right? We all have those moments. And, you know, it's funny when I look back, I giggle because she pulled me out of my funk. And she looked at me, she goes, you've got this. Like, what are you... You're a natural at being a podcast. And she was the right person, right? Who's in your orbit where I was in the trenches. I didn't even know why I was in a funk. She shined the light, but she pulled me out of the trench. Like, you got this, sister. What's wrong with you? You moron, right? And we giggled. And I look back on that conversation fondly. It's 8 years I've been doing my show. I have two shows now. I love doing the podcast. I love interviewing guests. I love bringing great information and content to all of my listeners, right? What if I had let fear stop me? What if Betsy didn't have that conversation with me, right? Those pivotal moments matter, and fear's okay. Judgment is okay, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, you can be brave and scared at the same time. I mean, you can be brave and scared at the same time.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Let your fear drive. So, like, I see my fear sitting next to me in the car. Hello, I see you, because I don't want to ignore her, because if I ignore her, that's when she takes over. But if I say, I see you, I just don't need you right now. I got this. And so it enables me to move forward.
Yeah.
But another thing that I think is really important, that when you talked about the people in your life, I think about it as like your personal board of directors. I'm sure you've heard that before, right?
I love it. Yes.
So, but people rotate on and off. So we have people in our lives who serve a purpose for different things. Some are about work, some are about family, parenting. And then, you know, we get to other points in our lives and those people just, you know, they cycle out. Not for anything bad that they did or we did, but, you know, like a board, you bring somebody else to the table and that other person is kind of, you know, you hear their voice or you remember what they taught you. But it's okay. And I think that's really important for people to know that as you grow and change, there are going to be people in your life who are not going to grow with you.
That's right.
Or who your growth makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or you just might need somebody who gives you all of that, you know, the other stuff that you need. And so you kind of bring them closer and the other person feels a little pushed out. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, we can let people go with love. We can move them aside.
Sure.
But I think the important thing is to put ourselves first and know who is going to make us feel better and not keep somebody around because we feel guilty that,
You said it before, it's the shame, the guilt. I should keep them around. They're my friend forever. Whatever the story is that we tell ourselves, right? The shoulda, woulda, couldas. Sometimes we have to not judge ourselves too harshly. And I love what you said before about self-compassion. I think that sometimes... And this is a good exercise. You probably do this with your clients, Trace, I'm sure. But like sometimes I listen to the things I'm saying in my own head and then I pause and I think, would you say that to your kids? Would you ever say that to a client? And I think, no, I wouldn't. Why are you saying it to yourself? Right. And it's those moments of, wow, big judgment. And yet when I'm with my clients, they laugh. They go, you never judge us. Why would I judge you? Because you're learning. Well, why am I judging me as I'm learning? It's right. It's easier to be nice to others than to be nice to yourself. Right.
Well, it's a practice. And it's a practice. And
agree.
Just like saying, the more we practice, the better we get.
Agree.
And we know that after a while of being harsh, it's not sustainable. It's not even true.
Right.
And that's the thing. You know, we talk so badly about ourselves to ourselves. And then, you know, sometimes I catch myself. I'm like, it's not even true. And just to your point, my best friend wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that to my best friend. So why even? And, you know, our bodies here, everything our minds say.
That's true.
So it really is in our best interest for our health and well-being not to even say those things, even if it's, oh, it's just, you know, I mentor students at Northeastern University where I got my MBA. And
love
it's a great experience. Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, these women are so accomplished. They're so smart. They're so driven and technologically savvy and, you know, asking for what they want. And they say things that are like deprecating towards themselves. And I stopped this one today and I said, is that even true? Like what? And she's like, no. I said, then don't say it. You don't have to say it. This, you don't even have to say it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's not true. Yeah. You know?
How do you see people that you work with? How do you see them sabotage their beliefs that like we deserve the good things that come our way or we don't deserve the good things? Like, how do you see people sabotage? Like everybody listening is going, well, yes, of course I deserve a great life. Yes, of course. The questions I start with in the beginning. Yes, you know, I want all that good universal energy. Yes, I want people to thrive around me and I want to thrive. And yet we sabotage ourselves. What do you see? Are there common threads that people do over and over again?
Yeah, so this positive intelligence is just about that. So we have an inner judge who tells us we can't do this or we shouldn't, you know, what gives us the right to be able to do this.
Yes.
And then we have these accomplice saboteurs that many stem from childhood, but sometimes not. And it's, you know, it's actually what you were talking about, your superpower. It's when your superpower is taken too far. So for example, like if you're a get it done kind of person and you're the go-to and you have the resources and you have the knowledge and you have the confidence and you get things done and you build great teams. When you get stressed or it's taken too far, that could be a controller. And that controller is just telling you if you don't do it, it's never going to get done. Nobody else can do it as good as you. Mm. Push people away. It's not, and that's just one example of how like our superpowers can become the things that sabotage us when we are stressed. So for me, you know, I'm a connector. I like people. I like working with people. When I push too far, I get this like pleaser where I put myself last or I'll do things that I don't really, you know, believe in order to please other people, or I get this hyper vigilant, like, you know, the world's going to come to an end. And this, you know, I mean, really, we take it that far and our saboteurs like prey on us because they always have. So it's not until we interrupt it and we can replace it with something different that we can stop the cycle.
Yeah. It's funny because you have two boys also,
Yeah.
Right. If I remember correctly. Yeah. And my son just graduated. Now he's home. Right. So the four of us are home again. Yay. So proud of the boys. I know you're proud of your boys.
I remember when he was going to college, actually.
Oh, please. I know all our parents out there. Right. Time really does fly. It's crazy. You have to the present. You really do have to enjoy it. It is a gift. I know this is all, you know, cliche-ish, but it's really true when you stop and pause. But it's funny because my boys, well, they tell me. We being a little controlling. Oh, wait. You're telling me to jump. How high do you want me to jump? Like they'll get snarky with me. But it's funny because, you know, all this college stuff is home. And I'm like, this weekend, it better all be on, right? You go into mom mode. And they'll put it right back on me. And I giggle. And I say, okay, so what can we do? What do you need help with, right? You don't know where to put things. It's not just, I want it done and I want it done now. Go and do it. Because they do have questions. Mom, where should I put this? Am I going to use this? Can we put it in the storage shed, right? They need a little bit of assistance. But I'm like, just get it done, like a crazy mother. So, yes, parents, we all do it. By the way, but your kids, do they call you out too when you're doing like your kooky?
Yes, thank God for that. Of course they do. It's when we don't have people who call us out on it, when we're the boss.
Yes.
Okay? Or when we are, you know, we're so hijacked by our intense emotions that we can't get out of our own way. You know, that funk that you were talking about really was probably your saboteur. And it's not until you provide some language or ask for help or recognize, oh my God, this is not where I want to be. But yeah, I love and appreciate when my kids call me out. I don't always love and appreciate when my husband calls me out.
Notice how I omitted that.
Yeah, of course. And sometimes I double down, even though I know he's right. I don't want him to be right. And I double down and I know it's my ego. And
so true.
Yeah. So really learning, because, you know, we're married almost 30 years and I'm still learning to know that, you know, he's on my team.
Absolutely.
And not that I'm right, you're wrong. Like, we actually can both be right.
That's
or we
right.
can both be wrong, and it's fine. We can see things differently.
That's right.
But he knows me and he wants to help me, and I just have to let him.
I love it. Quick tip, we're out of time. What would be the one tip that you would recommend to people that has just served you so well on this journey, that on your journey?
Be kind to yourself.
So simple, Trace, and yet not.
It's a practice. It's really hard, and we don't always have people role modeling that behavior.
Yeah.
And we think it's a weakness, and we think that if we're kind to ourselves, then we're not going to get the job done.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
That there is actually a lot of research around self-compassion, that people who are kinder to themselves are more quick to forgive themselves, are more likely to ask for help, or are more likely to study harder. You know, there's a lot of research around it, and I am living proof that when you are kind to yourself, you can do anything.
Yeah, again, it's that positive reframing of the brain, right? The pathways of the brain that we really can. We have the power to create all the change we want, we wish for, we hope for, visualize, whatever it is, dream about. You really do have the power to do it, to create that, whatever that vision is. But I think it starts with that mindfulness of being kind to yourself, because if you're beating yourself up, you're it's like putting a brick on your back and saying, okay, go up the hill in 1 minute and I want you to jog, right? Meanwhile, you haven't exercised in 3 years. You're a little overweight. Now I put a boulder on your back and saying, go up the hill. That's what we're doing to ourselves. We really do sabotage ourselves. It's just crazy. And we don't mean to do it, right? So everyone, I know that you need more Tracy in your life, so I'm going to share her contact information. If you really do have a question and say, hey, I'm so curious about this positive intelligence, so curious about your journey, she's a delight and a love and a wonderful friend. I highly recommend reaching out to her, and she truly will share from her heart and from a place of true goodness. So reach out. Her email is tracy.fink, F-I-N-K, at thetortoiseinstitute.com, or check out her website, which is the tortoiseinstitute.com. A ton of cool information on there that, and you could reach out with Tracy through that as well. But Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y dot period, Fink, F-I-N-K, at thetortoiseinstitute.com. Trace, thanks so much for being on and sharing your journey and, you know, all the kind of cool things that you're doing. And I just love seeing you and getting to hang out with you. So thanks so much for being on.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was really, really wonderful. And I know we were a little bit all over the place, but I like that. I mean, that's what conversations are, in the sense of that, you know, I think we started to talk about faith, but this is, all of this is the work, all of it. So,
and it's okay to be a mess.
Yeah.
We're human.
We are human. And I don't know. I just like that. And I think that, you know, it's so important just to be open and flexible and, you know, be on the journey with whatever comes up. And to be on the journey with people like you means the world to me. So thank you.
Back at you. And I love what you just said. I feel like if we approach life with our arms wide open, opportunities find you, the good things find you. If you approach life always fear and talking yourself out of things, the opportunities come, but there you don't see them because you're looking down instead of opening your heart and mind, right? Arms wide open. Just visualize that, everybody. That's when I really do believe we're in attraction mode of attraction, those opportunities, whatever they are for you. So yeah, I love our conversation. Thank you so much again. And everybody, be kind to yourself, and of course be kind to others, but let's start by being kind to ourselves. I love that advice, so thank you for that. And everyone, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that change. Yes, it's an easy concept to understand. Yes, it's here to stay. Change is inevitable. COVID taught us that, right? If nothing else, you have to be able to navigate it. And I do hope my guests and I provide some tips, strategies, ideas that you could start to play with. For me, you have to apply to get the results you're looking for. Pick one thing. Just when you hear yourself giving yourself that negative self-talk, pause, breathe, and reframe it to something that's positive. So again, be kind to yourself. I think that's just such a great way for the next week for you to live your life. Until next week, and my new guest and whatever we talk about. So hopefully we continue to help you pivot and shift into the greatness that you deserve. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I truly am honored to have you on this journey of change with me. And I really, really do hope that the show provides a resource and a platform for you to just expand your mind and, again, be kind to yourself. And I'm just excited that you're here with me. And Tracy, thank you again for being on. I love you all, and I'll see you all next week. Have a great one. Bye.